of the cool things we can do, we can do, we can do. We love the cool things we can do on our computer.
When you need to talk technology, no one gets you more gigs in your hard drive than Adam. It's time for Adam the Computer Guy with Adam Lepp.
Good morning out there in radio land, as we say. Adam Lepp, that's my name, talking today's top technology topics on Tuesday and Thursday. That is my game. Thank you so much for listening, for lending an ear to our interesting radio station with unique content, local programming, and always a surprise or two, because that's how we roll. WWGH Radio 107.1 on your FM dial, and broadcasting online, as I say, by the power and magic of the internet at WWGH1071.com. One of the great ways to listen if you have an iPhone or Android smartphone, hopefully it's pretty smart, is use the TuneIn app. Search for WWGH 107.1. Go ahead and, of course, bookmark it, make it a favorite. And when you want to listen, as I say, click on the little triangle thingy, little play button, and voila, the station will be in your ears in just a few seconds. Of course, if you're here in Marion, great. We have a lot of faithful listeners, and we appreciate everybody who is a part of this station as someone who calls in, people who win contests, and just folks who listen to all the fine shows that we broadcast 7 days a week. Give me a call. Let's talk about any computer issues or IT-related topics. The number is 740-383-9944. If you're a new listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, well, thank you very much. Appreciate you making the coffee, setting the alarm clock, as I say, because it's still kind of early in the day. And you may wonder, well, why did I make the coffee? Why did I wake up to hear the Adam the Computer Guy radio show? Well, maybe you want to learn more about the latest technology, the latest gadgets, be them in medicine or other areas of science, maybe about the latest in self-driving vehicles, maybe some business news from technology companies, or maybe ways to make Windows 10 or Apple or Windows 7 run a little bit better. If you're a veteran listener to the show, of course, you already know that. And I appreciate your being a faithful lender of ears to this station. Nice summer day outside. It's the middle of July. A fairly clear sky. Temperatures in the 80s once again, but that's kind of what you get here in mid and central Ohio this time of the year. Adam Lepp here live in the studio, also broadcasting a live video on Facebook. Feel free to listen, to watch, to interact. Again, you can see me do the show. It isn't that exciting, but it's sort of cool. If you're not already a friend of mine, please request my friendship on Facebook. I'd love to have you as one of my virtual acquaintances or friends of sorts. Again, look up Adam Lepp in Ohio or Adam the Computer Guy. Let me know you're a listener to the Adam the Computer Guy radio show, and I'll be happy to add you to my list. Hopefully you are a friend, a fan of the radio station Facebook page at WWGH. And if so, you can also watch my video there, because I'm going to go ahead and share it. You can see me typing here. Share it on our radio station Facebook page, again, WWGH 107.1 in Marion. Watch me do the show. Listen the old-fashioned way on your car or home or work radio, or, of course, just listen via the website. Many ways to get involved. So what is going on today in the world of technology, you might ask? There is some news, and we're going to cover that. If you use Netflix, you're one of many people that do. It's a very popular service which seems to be growing in popularity regularly. Yesterday, Netflix announced adding more than 5 million subscribers in the June quarter. 5 million. Their current subscriber base is about a third the population of the United States. Of course, that's worldwide, but 104 million Netflix subscribers, and that's pretty good. The vast majority of new subscribers, more than 4 million, came from overseas markets. So Netflix already very big here in the States, but growing in other countries. Netflix's international subscriber base is now larger than the subscriber base in the United States. And that's quite impressive. So they have room to grow here in the States and looking to continually add more people in other countries. Now, this strong growth was actually better than Netflix's own estimates and caused their stock to increase by 8% overnight after this news of, again, five million more subscribers in the June quarter. Jumped by 8%, and that's pretty good. In an earnings release, Netflix said, "We underestimated the popularity of our strong slate of content, which led to higher than expected acquisition across all major territories." Now, during this June quarter, Netflix released new seasons of its best-known original series, and those included Orange is the New Black, that's very popular, especially among my friends, as well as Master of None and House of Cards. So Netflix is doing very well. It's been very, very kind in 2017. Netflix also debuted new shows like Glow and Dear White People, new movies like Okta, and comedy specials from Louis C.K., Tracy Morgan, and Hasan Minhaj. Now, not all of the original series have worked out. Some shows have been canceled since 8, The Get Down, and Girl Boss. Netflix also faces competition from the tech industry. A lot of other companies want to get in on this idea, not surprisingly, considering how much money can be made. Companies investing in original content include some big ones: Snapchat, Apple, Amazon, and even the granddaddy of them all, Facebook. Netflix said in its earnings release that creating a TV network is now as easy as creating an app, and investment is pouring into content production around the world. They said, "We are all co-pioneers of internet television, and together we are replacing linear television." So let me know what you think. Netflix is becoming a big player, making lots of money and adding lots of subscribers. Are you a Netflix user? Personally, I'm, guess, kind of old school. I still use cable. Oh well, but I have friends that have Netflix and I'm certainly familiar with it, but I still kind of prefer cable. I just like the idea of it being on my television directly, but certainly there are many things to be said about Netflix, and I think they do. They do, for the most part, put the customer first, of course. No tech company is perfect in that regard, but I think they're doing a pretty decent job. Adam Lepp here, the computer guy, with the Tuesday installment of my twice-weekly radio show here on The Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and broadcasting online via our website at WWGH1071.com. Good morning. Thank you very much for listening. Feel free to call. Let me know what you think about the show. Maybe suggested topics, questions, comments, suggestions, or even complaints are always welcome. Again, the number here in the studio is 740-383-WWGH. And of course, that comes to 740-383-9944. So what else is going on in the world of technology? While I await telephone calls, I will cover some news and views. News with my opinions generously interspersed about the things going on in the wonderful and interesting technology world that we reside in. What's Microsoft doing? Well, making lots of money, of course, but they have released an app for the iPhone for blind people and those with significantly decreased vision. Now, it's called Seeing AI, and AI, again, stands for artificial intelligence. So this app is called Seeing AI. It does its cool stuff when the user points the smartphone's camera at something, and it reads out what it's seeing. So again, artificial intelligence, you point the phone to an item, and it suddenly knows what it is. That's interesting. For example, pointing it at a person. It tries to identify if it's someone that you know. Now, that would be very interesting to experiment with, as I'm sure you would probably agree. Otherwise, specifying basic characteristics of the person, like gender and whether he or she is smiling or sad. Well, that certainly could be intriguing. Now, again, this is an iPhone app for blind people, those with significantly decreased vision. And as I see it, people are just curious as to how well it works. It can actually try to identify a certain person by pointing the smartphone's camera at him or her and also determine gender and whether the person's smiling or sad or other stuff. This app has six channels, including persons, products, short text, currency, documents, and scene. Now, the user can select these channels to help the app better understand what it's looking at and the type of description that it provides. The products channel can help the user find where a UPC barcode is on a product and then uses that to call out what it is. The experimental scene channel is a work in progress, and Microsoft hopefully will be able to compress the 1,000 words that a picture is worth into much fewer. As far as processing, the heavy-duty computer vision algorithms that power this app actually run on the cloud, so the app can quickly read out what it's seeing. So some pretty cool stuff there for Microsoft. Artificial intelligence used to allow the person to point the phone with the camera at an object, and it'll tell you what it is. And for a person, give you a gender, whether he or she is smiling or sad, and all kinds of other good stuff. Interesting things going on from all these smart people developing stuff in these technology companies. My name is Adam Lepp. This is the Tuesday edition of a twice-weekly show that we have here on The Talking Place, WWGH. It's called the Adam the Computer Guy Radio Show, where we talk today's top technology topics and news and views from the world of technology, what a lot of smart people across the world are working on, and most importantly, we take your telephone calls. You know, it gets kind of lonely here in the studio, so why don't you give me a call? I would love to hear from you. Questions about your computer at your home or your office. Maybe your monitor is only monitoring your headaches. Perhaps your printer is only printing gibberish. And maybe your operating system has a system where it's not operating very effectively. I'd love to hear from you. 740-383-9944. The Mid-Ohio Food Bank, in partnership with Logos Christian Ministries, operates a free produce market on the second Saturday of every month between 12 and 2 p.m. It's at the Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street in Marion. Free fresh food to local people and families in need. No appointment, pre-registration, or paperwork is required. You must be income eligible. Again, second Saturday of every month, a free produce market at Logos Christian Ministries, 582 Lee Street, here in Marion. Like to let you know that we are the only radio station in Marion airing a complete obituary report. And that obituary report, that's hard to say, obituary report, is produced and voiced by yours truly. It's on every day at 8:10, 10:10, 4:10, and now at 12:10 in the p.m. So please give a listen. We have lots of local and recently updated news stories available for you as the Talking Place and the News Place here in the great historic city of Marion. You're currently listening to the Adam the Computer Guy show with me, Adam Lepp, Adam the Computer Guy, talking today's top technology topics, broadcasting a live video on Facebook, and last but not least, taking your telephone calls about anything and everything tech-related at 740-383-9944. Also, the Vietnam Veterans of America have a breakfast on the last Saturday of the month. So it's one's coming up fairly soon. It's at the VFW Post, 7201-1614, Marion, Marysville Road. And last but not least, at the Coliseum, the Marion County Fairgrounds, 220 East Fairground Street. Of course, the Marion County Fair recently concluded. Hopefully you had a chance to go and have a good time. The Dan Emmett AKC Dog Show will take place at the Coliseum on the 28th and 29th. And then on the 30th and 31st of this month, the Marion Kennel Club will be having an AKC Dog Show. And coming up in a few weeks, the Two-Cylinder Tractor Show, August 11th, 12th, and 13th. If you have an event in the Marion area that you'd like us to announce on the air, send us an email. Either send to Scott at WWGH1071.com, or you could even send it to me. As I say, we have a private email server just like Hillary. But unlike certain presidential candidates, we read every single email. Nothing is deleted. So send me an email on our private email server with announcements of any community events you'd like me to talk about on the air. Adam at WWGH1071.com. Speaking of presidents and wannabe presidents, well, the current president, I call him the Presidonald. His administration is putting the brakes on an Obama-era rule that would help foreign entrepreneurs, stay in the United States to build their startup companies. Now, this rule was announced back in January. It was supposed to go into effect yesterday. But the Department of Homeland Security issued a memo yesterday pushing the launch to March 14th, 2018. So it won't take place, assuming it's not further delayed or thrown out altogether for 8 months. According to this memo, the Department of Homeland Security will solicit comments from the public about rescinding the rule and, quote, may ultimately eliminate the entire program. Again, it's Presidonald, as I call him, his administration wanting to end an Obama-era rule that would help foreign entrepreneurs stay in the United States to build their startup companies. Now, under this rule, which is called the International Entrepreneurs Rule, foreigners building, quote, fast-growing businesses could apply for, quote, parole status to work in the United States. Now, that status is typically only granted to individuals who need a visa to work on humanitarian or medical relief. It is intended to be an alternative to the startup visa, which was part of the stalled 2013 immigration reform bill. Some countries, for example, our neighbors to the north, Canada, and France have already implemented visa changes to cater to entrepreneurs. But for those looking to stay in the United States, they must rely on existing visas like the H-1B, which is a popular visa for high-skilled workers. But that visa requires foreigners to show that they can be hired, as well as fired and paid by an employer. These requirements make it as difficult to launch a company. In fact, some entrepreneurs choose to start their businesses elsewhere. The Department of Homeland Security, in a statement sent to CNN, said that since a new executive order in January, it has been, quote, carefully reviewing all United States Citizenship and Immigration Services policies related to parole authority, including this rule. Now, the previous administration under President Barack Obama had expected almost 3,000 applications under the new rule per year. Now, some entrepreneurs, as well as immigration lawyers and advocacy groups, have expressed disappointed feelings with this news. Again, the Trump administration wanting to rescind this policy that lets entrepreneurs who are foreign stay in this country to develop their businesses. A spokesperson for the American Immigration Lawyers Association said, "Today's announcement completely runs contrary to President Trump's stalled stated objectives of creating opportunities and job growth for Americans. This is not good immigration policy and not good for entrepreneurs or for our nation as a whole, particularly given that so many working Americans are looking for job opportunities." Todd Schulte, who's president of FWD.us, and that's an immigration reform group launched by Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and other technology leaders, called the decision a setback. He said we should be encouraging innovators to bring their new ideas, expertise, and unique skills to our country, rather than incentivizing them to put their talents to work for our competitors abroad. PayPal co-founder Max Levchin, who is originally from the Ukraine, tweeted, "As an immigrant and entrepreneur that has created tens of thousands of jobs here in the United States, I am beyond disappointed in this decision." So what do you think? What should be the policies for foreign people starting up companies in the United States or working in the United States for someone else? Certainly an item of debate, and the opinions of President Donald, as I call him, are very different from the opinions of our previous president, Mr. Obama. We'd love to hear what you have to say. That affects technology every day. 740-383-9944. That's the telephone number here at the station. And again, my name is Adam Lepp. Adam, the computer guy, with my twice weekly radio show here on The Talking Place, WGH 107.1 on your FM dial. Good morning. Thank you so much for listening. Coming up next, I'm on a different show. It's a temporary and new show. Of course, temporary in the radio business could mean that it lasts for a week or could last for 10 years. Who knows? But it's still been going for the last 3 months. It is called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And on that show, we certainly can discuss computers and technology, but as I say, anything and everything is up for discussion. Politics, sports, controversial topics, gay rights, religion, school prayer, the environment, President Donald, or any of the other 44 presidents that we have, traffic, road construction, you name it, anything can be talked about. Feel free to call the station at 740-383-9944. Provide your view, your insight on politics and other issues, controversial or not. Or better yet, just give me a call and we can talk. Or, of course, watch me on live video. Leave a comment or question, suggestion, complaint in the comment section, or even send me an email. Lots of ways to get in touch. All those topics are fair game on the next show. Again, Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. Adam at WWGH. But that is the email address, adam at wwgh1071.com. Sometimes my, I call him brother in broadcasting, longtime business associate and friend, Nick CJ, who's from Eastern Wales in the United Kingdom. Sometimes he participates in this show or the next show, but he is a little under the weather. So, Nick, I wish you continued improving health. He is watching my video, and I certainly appreciate it. Broadcasting a live video on Facebook. Look me up, Adam the Computer Guy, or Adam Lepp in Ohio, or, of course, on our radio station Facebook page, WWGH 107.1. Watch me do the show. It's kind of exciting. Or maybe I'm just easily amused. The elderly is a group notoriously indifferent to new technology. But older people now find themselves as a target market for the growing robotics industry. Check this out. Technology companies, as well as auto manufacturers and startup companies, are among those examining how robots can assist the elderly in their homes. Senior citizens who often live alone are at a risk of being isolated and lonely. Now, it gets kind of lonely here in the studio, by the way, so if you want to call me and talk about any topic, don't worry about interrupting. I can get back to my article. 740-383-9944. I'd love to hear from you. Intuition Robotics is a startup company based in Israel, and they make robots. They announced that they have raised $14 million from investors, and they announced that last Tuesday. And these investors included Toyota Research Institute, which invests in autonomous vehicles and home robots. The funding will go toward developing a social companion robot. Again, a robotic companion for seniors. It's called LEQ, E-L-L-I, capital Q. Toyota and IBM are two of the biggest technology companies researching how technology can aid older generations. Now, this LEQ sits on a table and is designed to facilitate communication with family and provide reminders. It simplifies the sending of text messages and photos, so you can have your own virtual friend or robotic companion. Sometimes those companions might be better than human companions. Now, this concept stems from Intuition Robotics CEO Dor Schuler, who noticed his daughters were more comfortable sending selfies to their grandmother rather than talking on the phone. He said, "We communicate with our family all the time these days and then call grandma once in a while. But with LEQ, it's easier to have more interactions with grandma." This robot is also designed to reduce caregiver stress. It can give reminders about upcoming doctor's appointments. LEQ also works to keep older adults engaged and active. It will make personalized suggestions such as going for walks or listening to music. How about listening to great talk radio here on WWGH? That sounds like a pretty good suggestion. Again, this is a robotic companion designed for older people. Now, companies developing these robots have to win over the elderly, and that can be difficult. 4 in 10 senior citizens don't even go online. Now, my 77-year-old father uses the internet on Facebook and email, so maybe just being in my family has caused him to be technology-oriented, but again, about 40% of seniors don't even go online. Obviously, having a robot in the home will be a bit of a technology leap, especially for the people not using the internet currently. Now, this company, again, developing a virtual companion, a robotic companion that can do many things, especially for older people. They envision a senior citizen's child purchasing and setting up the robot. The startup company has done research to understand a form factor with which older demographics are comfortable. They initially considered a robot that would follow the senior citizen around the home, but concluded that the concept was too strange. Why would you want a robot following you around the house? Well, that would be very, very creepy. Now, they expect that the home assistant robots of tomorrow will specialize in a specific task and will not necessarily look like humans. They said, "Our fridge doesn't look like a human. Our dishwasher doesn't look like a humanoid." I would certainly hope not. Anyway, other robotics companies have taken different approaches to winning over senior citizens. Blue Frog Robotics makes the companion robot Buddy, which has wheels to navigate around a home. It'll go on sale later this year. Blue Frog Robotics concluded the best way to have the elderly accept a robot was to make their product resemble robots from pop culture. from movies like Star Wars and from Pixar's Wall-E. This robot buddy, which does look like a person, has a little smiling face and cute eyelashes and kind of a human-type body. Anyway, it features a large screen, which generally shows a smiling face. It offers access to Skype and FaceTime, detects falls, and provides medication reminders. Then there's the established maker of toys, toys for people of all ages, Hasbro. Hasbro now makes robotic pets for the elderly. So, how would you like a robotic pet? A few years ago, Hasbro's research team noticed unusual reviews for its line of Fur-Real pets, designed for ages 4 to 8. Customers started buying these toy pets for aging loved ones and left some very good reviews. Ted Fisher, Vice President of New Business for Hasbro, said, "We started to dig into the issues causing the reviews. It's the desire for interactive companionship." He said they were able to bring Hasbro toys to a non-traditional market. Hasbro launched a robotic cat 2 years ago, and a robotic golden retriever in 2016. Prices are between $95 and $120. They've not released sales figures. Now, looking at this photo of an elderly lady with the robotic cat, it looks like a real cat, but it's a robot. So Hasbro is introducing robotic pets for people of all ages, but they are somewhat becoming popular for seniors. Now, the Joy for All companion pets are designed to be realistic, reacting to human touch. The cat purrs and the dog barks. These robotic pets require little upkeep, so I guess you don't have to empty the litter box. So this could really be better than a real cat. There's no fear a senior citizen will have to give up their companion if they move into a community that bans pets. So if your community bans a pet, you can get a virtual pet, a robotic pet. It looks like a real one, but again, doesn't go to the bathroom in inopportune places or use a litter box, and the dog barks and the cat purrs. Very interesting. Hasbro opted not to make the pets an internet-connected device or one with a screen. This was inspired in part by, again, Ted Fisher, and he is their vice president of new business. This idea was inspired in part by his spending time with a 95-year-old relative who doesn't listen to her voice messages, even if it's as simple as hitting a large button on an answering machine placed next to her. So like many things, necessity is the mother of invention. One of Hasbro's vice presidents decided to improve these robotic pets because of what he was observing his 95-year-old relative doing. And that included not listening to voice messages. And if it's from a doctor or somebody, then you really want to listen to them. IBM, another big company. Of course, they're a tech company that's been around for a long time, even longer than I've been around, and that's quite a while. They understand that not everybody is ready for a robot inside the home. They previously developed one that could measure a person's vital signs from camera footage. Meanwhile, one of IBM's current projects creates smart home environments in senior living facilities. The researchers track a variety of factors, including walking and sleeping habits of senior citizens. The hope is that by better understanding a senior citizen's environment, the rate at which he or she is readmitted to a hospital will decrease. So, robotics being a very hot topic right now, but like many things, senior citizens may be hard to win over. But what do you think? A robotic pet? A cat or dog, which is not real. It's a robot, but it looks real. Barks and purrs, but of course, doesn't use a litter box or use the ladies' room in an inopportune place. Hey, give me a call. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear from you. I'm broadcasting my show on live Facebook video via the station's website, the station's Facebook, I'm sorry, WWGH 107.1 in Marion. Current time here is about 10 minutes before 10 in the a.m. Good morning. Thank you for listening. My name is Adam Lepp, also known as Adam the Computer Guy. My website, find out more about me, is adamthecomputerguy.com. We talked about robots. How about drones? Self-flying aircraft. Well, they can do a lot of things. They can deliver packages, they can conduct search and rescue missions, and capture aerial shots of your backyard. These flying gadgets are not only getting smarter, but are increasingly tailored for certain markets. AirDog is a startup company that is in the action sports drone business. They launched a programmable drone last week, which follows and films users doing extreme activities like surfing or off-road motorcycle racing. The AirDog AD2 drone tracks movements with the help of GPS-enabled wristbands. The drone pairs with a waterproof wristband called AirLeash, which is used to initiate takeoff and make quick adjustments during the flight. The AirLeash replaces the need for remote or smartphone apps required by most drones, which is particularly useful for activities like sports. Their CEO and co-founder, Edgar Rosenthal, said, "It is not meant to be manually piloted. It is meant to capture yourself in action when you don't want to think about any technologies." Now, a niche market for sports drones has emerged in the last couple years. AirDog launched its first, quote, "Follow Me" drone for 2 years ago, in 2015. The updated product includes a feature that lets you program its path and altitude ahead of time in 3D. So some very fancy drones. This one designed for people who are into extreme sports, the kind of sports that an uncoordinated person like myself unfortunately would not indulge in. For example, off-road motorcycle racing or surfing. That wouldn't be web surfing. That would be surfing in the water. And I can assure you, although I respect anybody who does that because it's not easy and it can be risky, I won't be surfing anytime soon. Of course, nowhere really to surf here in mid-Ohio, but if I were to be in California, that would be a different story. If you want a bike on a certain trail, now bicycling, that's more my speed, just stay on the ground, right? So anyway, if you want a bicycle on a certain trail, you can outline that path via the AirDog app or AirLeash screen, which will sync up with Google Earth. The drone will follow you along the route and avoid obstacles like trees and buildings. The drone can also adapt to your movements or circle around you. Various preset modes will let you change the drone's position based on activity. For example, the water sports mode positions it in front of the subject and prevents the drone from landing in the water. Now this drone, which is purple and off-white, folds up and fits into your backpack. But like competitors, it doesn't come with its own camera. You would need a GoPro Hero 5. It costs $999 for early Kickstarter backers and will ship next month. Eventually, the cost will be $1,500. So, pretty cool thing. It's a sports drone while you're surfing or off-road motorcycle racing. It'll follow you and do some other really cool things. Adam Lepp here, the Computer Guy, live in the studio in Marion on the Talking Place, WWGH 107.1 on your FM dial, and broadcasting online via my live Facebook video, but also by the internet at our website at WWGH1071.com. Coming up next, after the 10 o'clock news and features, it is another show with yours truly, Adam. It's a little different. It's called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. We can, of course, discuss technology topics, and those are always welcome things to address. But politics, sports, religion, equal rights, the environment, you name it. Anything and everything is a welcome topic during the next hour. And that show is called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. We always take your telephone calls at 740-383-9944. TVs, are they boring? Are they not attractive? Well, probably not. It wasn't long ago that we were upgrading from tube-based TVs to flat panels, from a square screen to a wide screen. Every year, it seemed like models got thinner and bigger, resolutions got higher, and thankfully, prices got lower. Technology tends to drop in price as it gets more popular and easier to produce, and TVs are really quite amazing. They're big, they're thin, they're lightweight, and resolution is great, and the price is not too shabby. Manufacturers obviously have tried to keep innovating, but technologies like 3D and curved displays have yet to gain any real enthusiasm. For many people, a $4,000 top-of-the-line television is indistinguishable from the $250 TV that you would get at Walmart. Samsung has a new TV called the Frame TV, and they're taking things in a different direction. The frame is designed to look like a piece of framed art hung on your wall until you turn it on. People usually arrange an entire room around a TV that, when turned off, is just an ugly black rectangle. Samsung has designed a TV meant to blend in. Until you see one in person, it is hard to describe just how well the frame does blend in with the rest of the room. Again, it's a TV designed by Samsung that it goes against the idea that TVs are ugly and take up space. It looks like a piece of framed art. When this TV is off, the screen is filled with art. It comes with 100 free options, from colorful abstract patterns to black and whites. You can also buy more right from the TV itself, $19.99 a piece, or upload your own. This frame TV also gives you the choice of three frames. By default, the television has black edges, but you can snap on a white, walnut, or beige wood frame to best match your home decor. Each one will cost an additional $200 to $250. So pretty cool thing there, Samsung, trying to make a TV look like a piece of art instead of just an ugly black rectangle like it is now. Might be an interesting Christmas present if you'd like to purchase one of those as a Christmas present for your favorite radio talk show host. Just send me an email and I'll give you my mailing address. I'd love to do that. Because, you know, with what we make here at the station, I can't afford that. But if you are a recent Super Lotto winner or a lucky attender of a casino and would like to buy me a present like this new frame TV, which makes a TV look like a piece of framed art, hey, send me an email, adam@wwgh1071.com. As my mama always said, I have good and bad news. The bad news is that the Adam the Computer Guy radio show is ending in about a minute and 10 seconds, and that's not too bad. Hope you enjoyed spending the last 45 minutes or so with me. We do this every Tuesday and Thursday between approximately 9:13 a.m. and 10. The good news is that we have news and features, weather, obituaries, again, voiced and produced by me. Messages from our valued sponsors, underwriters, and supporters, and teasers of shows past, present, and future. Coming up, again, at 10 o'clock. And then following that, it is a new and temporary show, which, of course, stars yours truly. It's called Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. And on that show, we can talk today's top technology topics, but any news story, political issue, or topic of the day is welcome. Give me a call, 740-383-9944. Talk about the topic of your choice. I will be broadcasting a live video on Facebook. And again, you can always send me a message or comment, question, complaint, suggestion, insight on the Facebook live video feed. Again, available through our radio station Facebook page, WWGH 107.1. Talk to you in about 14 minutes or so. Have a great Tuesday. News and features are next. AdamTheComputerGuy.com.